This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois has filed or joined 51 lawsuits against the Trump administration between January 2025 and January 2026, challenging a wide range of executive orders, funding freezes, and regulatory challenges. Illinois has served as lead plaintiff in several high-profile lawsuits, including challenges to the deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago, aggressive federal immigration enforcement during Operation Midway Blitz, and efforts to condition federal emergency and public safety funding tied to immigration policy. While most cases remain ongoing, courts have issued permanent or preliminary injunctions in numerous challenges. And in several instances, the administration has backed down, restoring funds or abandoning contested policies. Just half of the farmers across the U.S. are expected to turn a profit in 2025 because of a number of issues, including higher costs for chemical fertilizers and pesticides, as well as the Trump administration's efforts to reshape the global economy through tariffs. Andrew Smith is the Rodale Institute's chief scientific officer. He says organic farms are seeing significantly higher margins than conventional farms, and those returns are impacting entire regions.
Counties and actually surrounding counties that have higher numbers of organic farms have increased median incomes and reduced poverty rates.
Smith notes more than 70% of U.S. soybeans and 40% of corn are used to feed livestock. Another 40% of corn is used to produce ethanol. He recalls one conversation between an organic farmer and two conventional farmers who made similar claims about the challenges of feeding the world.
His point was 100% of what I grow as an organic farmer is feeding people. A large percentage of what you're growing is going into fuel or to feed animals, not people. And they agreed.
Smith says health concerns are a big factor driving consumers and farmers toward organics. He points to a wide body of studies linking exposure to synthetic fertilizers and petrochemical pesticides with higher rates of cancer compared to the general population. Learn more at WSIU.org.